USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Protests breaking out across the nation after Kyle Rittenhouse was found not guilty of murdering two protesters and wounding a third. Around 100 of them showing up outside the Barclays Center in New Jersey. Meanwhile, reactions still coming into the verdict, including from former President Donald Trump.
I think that it was a great decision. I was surprised it had to go this far. Somebody should have ended it earlier, and frankly, the case should have never been brought. It was prosecutorial misconduct, in my opinion.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. La Nina is back for a second year and gaining strength in the Pacific Ocean. The Federal Climate Prediction Center saying there's a 90% chance of the snowy weather system sticking around through February. Forecasters believe Oregon and Washington will have a wetter winter because of La Nina. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
The head of the CDC is endorsing the use of COVID-19 vaccine boosters for all adults. Dr. Rochelle Walensky gave her blessing hours after the CDC's vaccine advisors voted unanimously to recommend booster shots of both Pfizer and Moderna's vaccines. The boosters are now approved for all adults 6 months after they have received their first two doses. The CDC strongly encourages older people and those with underlying medical conditions to get their boosters before the holiday season. A White House turkey is getting a presidential pardon. President Biden on Friday upheld the long-standing White House tradition by pardoning a turkey before Thanksgiving. He started the Rose Garden event by promising to talk turkey and saying the names Peanut Butter and Jelly were selected for the two turkeys. Both birds will live out their lives at Purdue University in Indiana. The pardoning of Thanksgiving turkeys dates back to the Truman administration. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, a jury acquitted Kyle Rittenhouse on all criminal charges after he shot three riders who chased him in Kenosha last year. One of Rittenhouse's attorneys, Mark Richards, telling News Nation he's very unhappy with some of the media coverage that was taking place during the trial.
I can say this, much of the coverage at the beginning was wrong. The trial proved that. But just in the last 2 weeks, you know, people might not believe this, but I watch MSNBC, CNN. I'm not a big Fox guy. You know, when I hear Joe Scarborough saying that my client shot his gun 60 times, that's wrong. When I hear some, you know, guest host on the Joy Reid say that my client drove 4 hours to go to a riot with his AR, that's wrong. It's false. And it makes me angry that they can't take the time to at least get the generic basic facts correct. And because it didn't fit in the story that they wanted to tell.
One pilot is dead and two others hospitalized after an aircraft collision in southwest Texas. It happened Friday morning on a runway at Laughlin Air Force Base. Officials saying on Facebook that the crash involved two T-38C Talon trainer aircraft. The identities of the pilot and those hospitalized have not been released. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.